Former criminal defense attorney Larry Krasner is the favorite in November's general election for Philadelphia district attorney. And he's now taking steps to deal with potential conflicts of interest that may come up if he's elected and prosecutors file a case against one of his former clients. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports.
Krasner has represented criminal defendants and people suing the police for 24 years. If he becomes Philadelphia's DA, there's a pretty good chance his office will end up prosecuting someone he once represented.
It's important to not even have the appearance of impropriety. It is absolutely essential so people trust in the process.
That's Philadelphia lawyer Ron Greenblatt. His firm is planning to absorb Krasner's private practice. If Krasner becomes DA, Greenblatt says the office will ask the city board of ethics for guidance on how to deal with former Krasner clients. In some cases, the state attorney general could step in and take on a case Krasner is too close to. In other instances, Greenblatt says there'd be a wall between Krasner and the assistant DA's handling a case.
A wall would mean that the DA's office still handles it, but you know, it's done in such a way that Krasner would have no input into it.
And it'll depend on the situation. For instance, if Krasner represented someone 20 years ago who was arrested on charges of marijuana possession and the case was dropped, there might not be a conflict there. But Greenblatt says if it's someone Krasner represented just last year in a major case, that could be a problem. For both the DA's office and Greenblatt's firm, which will have dozens of open cases Krasner first worked on.
I don't think it'll be a blanket. You know, no client of my firm can ever appear, you know, be prosecuted by the DA's office.
Greenblatt says attorney circles are small and conflicts are common. For example, if a defense attorney becomes a judge and a former client steps in that judge's courtroom, he says the right thing to do would be to give it to another judge. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.